I entitled this, for those who, always somebody always wants a title. So, Next Life is the title to this sermonette. We here in the church look forward to the return of Christ and the coming of his kingdom. But I have a question. What will you be doing in God's kingdom when after Christ has returned and we're with them in the kingdom? What will you be doing? Have you ever thought about that? The world basically believes that when you die, you are shot up to heaven and we're going to sit around with our little wings and float around and do nothing and take it easy for eternity. But is that what happens? A lot of the world feel once they've accepted Christ, they are saved, and they take it easy. You know, it's just a matter of they're immortal already, and then when they die, they just shoot off up to heaven. But the Bible teaches no such thing. As in Ezekiel 18:4 says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. You know, it's going to die. It doesn't matter who you are. And also in Matthew 10:28, we see where Christ talks of us to fear him who can destroy both body and soul in Gehenna fire. So we as sinners must forsake our sinful way and then turn to God, repent. And when we do the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, that reconciles us to God and the Father. And so as we turn over now, we'll take a look at Romans 5 and verse 10. I'd like to go there. And Romans 5 and verse 10. Find it here. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. It's through that death of Jesus Christ, his death, that we are able to be reconciled to God and to be, as we talked at first about, to be in his kingdom. We're looking forward to that. That's what's going to get us. It was Christ's death that is going to make it possible for us to be reconciled to God. But let's read on the last part of this scripture. Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And here we see it says, will be saved. We're not saved now. That is future. Everything there indicates the future. Like the world's misconceived and thinking that they accept Jesus, they're saved now, they're immortal, and it's not true. Right there, through Christ's life, we will have eternal life later. When we repent and are baptized, we receive a portion of God's Spirit, which begets us, and we become heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. It is through the Holy Spirit that we can develop the characteristics of God. And the first of these is love, because God is love, and we must learn to develop that love, God's love, and to work towards that. We must be able to understand God's love in order to keep his law. We can't even keep any of his laws because his laws are spiritual, and it is only through having God's Spirit in us that we can come to understand those. And love is the fulfilling of the law. A carnal human cannot fulfill the law of God because we are human. It takes that spiritual part from God through his Spirit to be able to understand God's law and to be able to keep it. And because God's law is a spiritual law, we are not able to earn salvation by works. Each individual, when we get up each morning, we produce works, either to good or to bad. But salvation comes by grace, and it is an undeserving gift. That is a gift that comes from God when we repent and turn to him. We need to realize that what we want is not grace or works, but grace and works. We need both. And in Luke 19, Jesus gives the parable of the pounds. Each of these individuals that he talks about in the parable is rewarded for their works, and each according to his abilities. They're rewarded. They're not given eternal life because of their works. They are giving rewards. This also shown in Matthew 25, the parable of the talents. A Christian must grow in the grace and in the knowledge of Christ. We must grow. We won't be converted by our works or earn us more of God's Spirit, and won't earn us salvation. But the fruits we bear in this life will determine the position, or rank, or office, or the degree of glory we will have in God's kingdom. So what we do now in this world, the works we do, will determine those things. It won't determine whether we have eternal life, but it will give us the opportunity to have different positions in God's kingdom. The question each of us needs to ask ourselves, are my works worthy of rewards in God's kingdom? We need to follow the examples that we have been given. We can look at the examples that are in the Bible, the examples of Christ, and even the examples of Mr. Armstrong and other people that are have been involved in our lives now of producing works. So now in closing, I ask you to consider, what will you be doing in the next life?